Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is always a joy to sit at your feet, to learn from your Word, those things that you want us to know about you and your ways. Lord, that you want us to know about your Son, Jesus Christ. And today, Lord, we yield ourselves to your Spirit to guide us into all truth. Help us to know the way that you want us to be in this world. And we'll give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title today's lesson is Vashti, or Vashti, the Queen. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1, and verse 9. Ahasuerus has a seven-day feast going on for the great and small who were in the Shushan palace. They are drinking royal wine out of special vessels of gold, and they are not being limited in their consumption. These are men in attendance, and the women are not to be found. We know this from not only cultural traits, but also as we read chapter 1 and verse 9 of Esther, where it says, "Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus." We begin with also Vashti the queen. As we read and think about these words, we may have more questions and answers to discover. Her name was Vashti, which means queen. How did she receive her name? When did she become queen, and what was the ceremony like? Was she chosen and prearranged for Ahasuerus when it was time to marry her? What was she like, and are there any traits that we might deem beneficial to the role she had as queen of Persia? We may learn a few answers to these questions as we read ahead. However, let us keep in mind as we meet her in the story that God knows all of these things. His providential care for the affairs of his people are measured well in advance of the time to initiate them. Our verse continues, made a feast for the women in the royal house which belonged to King Ahasuerus. As Ahasuerus's feast commenced for his male guest, Vashti was holding another feast for the women. Because the women and men of that day did not commingle at parties such as this one, there was a separate one offered by Vashti in one of the apartments or separate rooms within the house. Let us note, too, that there's a special emphasis upon who owned the house, belonged to King Ahasuerus. Our common law practice of house ownership by husband and wife was not the case in this situation. Vashti was using Ahasuerus's resources, and the women were the beneficiaries of his abundance. So how does all this matter in the grand scheme of things? Once again, let us consider that God is all-knowing in this situation. He knows Ahasuerus. And he knows Vashti. Long before the events of this feasting began, God knew what would occur. He also knew the events which would take place throughout the entire book of Esther, and he knows the proper people to have in place to make his will be theirs. As we ponder these things, let us keep in mind that God Almighty has our affairs before his eyes as well. The characters he places within our lives may be meant to make his will known. And those who are wise enough to realize that the natural may be used by the supernatural to implement his plan will be measures ahead when his plan is carried out. Next time, we will see a setup to a major change in Ahasuerus' kingdom. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.